Thanks, Glenn.
So my suggestion is leave the money in, but if you don't want to spend it, don't spend it. That would be my suggestion. You guys, you know, this is your budget now, so you tell me what you want to do.
I think we've got to take all those things in consideration, you know, that we've discussed.
Alderman Nelson.
Are we done with this? I want to go back to 344 if we're done with three. A couple things. Number one, under the trails, bicycle routes, and linkage project for $350,000, is that going to be part of that linking up with the Milwaukee County? Is that part of that program?
I put those appropriations in based upon my meetings with the Park Commission on what to go into the corp and the impact fees. So for land acquisition and the trails, those are really placeholder dollars to give us enough for whatever we find that works. So the appropriation wasn't intended for any specific ones, but it acknowledged, like we did at the Park Commission, that Glenn is working on a couple of projects. But those appropriations for both land acquisition and the trails aren't specifically intended for any specific trail, as I put them in.
So Alderman Barber's looking for me to acknowledge him, so I'm going to short-circuit him and say...
Well, you're finished. With
that one thing...
It relates to yours, but you have the floor, so...
So, it's not specifically for that, but it's still open, because I know there's a lot of talks going on with the county to make that, and it makes sense with the Oak Leaf Trail and everything else. Would that be where that money could come from? How about that? Could it
yes,
come from there?
But at the same time, if you would like it to be more specific, you know, you could take that appropriation or part of that appropriation and segment it out and itemize it with a specific
right.
linkage. But
I think as we go on,
you aren't required to do that because it would be able to be used for that purpose.
Okay. And I think as we go on this process, just because of the timing of the year, that's where I think that'll could become important.
Got it.
For that one, I have one more thing on Rose, but if
let's do that one.
Barber wants to.
I'm going to short circuit, but I'm going to recognize Alderman Barber because he and I are at odds on this one. Philosophically, I have a huge problem with funding what we're calling Cascade Creek Trail. And the reason I do that is it's purely county grounds. And the city of Franklin taxpayers pay taxes to the Milwaukee County for them to provide parks and amenities in the parks. They provide additional tax dollars to us for us to provide our own local parks. So if we put this trail on Milwaukee County grounds, then essentially our taxpayers are paying twice for that property, for that privilege, and City of Franklin gets no ownership, no asset. My suggestion, Alderman Barber, is like the Oak Leaf Trail, private funds can be raised for this, and grant dollars are available through the state if the county can't do it. And we all know the county situation, but I would have a difficult time accepting, and I don't, Lord knows what will happen in the future, but accepting city funds going onto a county property. We can spend that money on our property better. That's my point of view. Alderman Barber.
I'll present the counterpoint. Discussed it in the past. This trail would connect basically the sports complex to the high school. It's got a certain amount of footage that would be used on the county land. The trail itself to 60th Street, and that would do a whole link from the sports complex over to walking on trails and streets that are minimal amount of traffic, and it's much safer than trying to do that route on either 51st or Drexel. So, and it goes all the way to the sports complex. The line item I'm talking about is on page 346. And it's up in the top section under park improvement. The engineering budget requested $65,000 for park impact, the total being $41,500 and $18,850. That amount was taken out of the budget, or the mayor's budget, and I would like to at least present the argument that it would be a leakage that I think a lot of people would use to subdivisions, across, you know, different areas of the city. I'm going to make a motion for tomorrow night. Our plan is to make a motion, put that money back in. Now, I'd like to know what the council thinks of this before I go making funding source for it. I'd like some input as to whether or not it's going to fly in the first place or in the first instance, because I think on the merits, it would be an asset and a value to Franklin to have. I realize the mayor's position being the fact that it's county land. I think we're talking a minimal kind of a trail. I think we're talking about using some stone that's available. We could crush it and pulverize it and lay it down. And I think probably our actually city portion of that would come from in kind through our engineering and our DPW. So I'd like Glenn to talk a little bit more about what that possibility is, so you're more aware of it.
So yeah, and I appreciate the mayor's concerns, because they are real. Most of it would be on county property. To Alderman Barber's, you know, basically we were talking, and this would primarily serve Franklin residents, even though it would be on county property. So county's made it very clear they would have no intention of constructing this trail for us. Alderman Nelson was at a meeting where I was at, and they just flat out said they, you know, it's not in their budget for other things and not the highest priority. So for this to happen and be a benefit to Franklin residents, that's why I'm helping Alderman Barber do this. So the idea is that we would need a consultant to do a lot of permitting. There's a lot of wetland issues, a lot of tree issues, riding easements and so forth. The idea is that we would actually have an easement across the county property that we would construct a trail that we would have ownership of. And that's why we would use park impact fees. And my goal is that we would use in-kind services to pay for a match. If you recall a couple months ago, or still even now, we're trying to figure out how to spend park impact fees. And ideally, it'd be nice if we could figure out a way to spend our park impact fees without spending any of our general fund. And this is possibly a way we could do that. So that's why I put together the way it has so far.
Alderman Barber still has four.
On the August 20th Common Council meeting, we passed a motion to ask staff to develop a final contract with Trotter and Associates for the Cascade Trail. That's already in place. We're going to have more information about it once that gets done.
Basically, I'm working with the county to settle some of those issues that I just talked about. If that can happen, then we can finalize the contract with Trotter.
So I'd just like some input from the alderman as to whether we should, if I should proceed to go ahead with that, or rival.
Yeah, but that's just the mayor having an opposing position. Let me do one, and then Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Nelson. But the argument that Alderman Barber puts out there, that it will connect the neighborhoods and get people off the roads, and rather than on the roads, they'd be on paved trails. I've heard all that before, and I've said all of that before for the Oak Leaf Trail. But again, city didn't put any money into it that I can recall. It was $1,100,000. $850,000 came from a state grant. A couple hundred thousand came in donated stone from Payne and Dolan, and they also laid it, and the rest came from fundraising activities. So I agree, that's all correct, but sometimes we got to do it on our own, and I really don't want to use our funds for county stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, DPW wants to help out. I think that's great. But you're over your heads anyway right now.
We are.
And
I freely acknowledge that.
And if this is going to be on county land and you want to negotiate a deal with the county, have them get their DPW guys out here and grade it out and put some stone down. They got lots of money for stone and grade, and they got the labor for grading it, so let them do it instead of us. So, and again, I appreciate Alderman Barber taking passion on this. It's great. I think it's great. If you guys want to go along with it, I don't think I'll veto it. So, you know. But I do have my feelings on it. Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Nelson.
So what is the real cost to it, and how long is it?
We got
don't know exactly how long it is, right?
We don't know exactly how long it is right now. That's where the engineering that we are, the design that we have authorized to have completed, fill that out for us. And I think the amount is that we that Glenn is looking at, maybe Glenn could speak that for this.
Sure. If you look on page 358, the fiscal note, $61,000 number that you see there, that's what I consider the total project cost. And really how I came to that is the consultant for all three phases would be $43,000. And so I backed into that knowing that 71% could be from park impact fees. That leaves us about $17,000, almost $18,000 that I assumed it would be we could figure out in-kind services.
I'm going to interrupt for 1 second. The city attorney's got to weigh in on this because I believe we have an issue with spending city impact fees on someone else's property, some other jurisdiction's property.
I would submit to you that we've done this for the St. Martin's Trail project, and we're looking to do it for the We Energies pathway on 116th Street. So,
based on easements?
Easements.
Easements or ownership interest of.
Okay.
Part of that is.
I'm good. That's fine.
So, Alderman Mayor, do you have an estimate of the length?
No, and it probably depends on the pathway. So, at the last meeting that I just referenced with Alderman Nelson was at, they would prefer that we go a little bit longer to avoid some nice trees. So,
tell them to come up with some cash.
I really have no idea for the length. We have yet to figure that out.
Around the okay. wetlands.
We talk about a mile, we talk about half mile, quarter mile,
no,
miles.
It's a few hundred feet.
Oh, okay.
We may do some more because then we also had the discussion at this August 20 meeting. It was brought up that we should also extend to, help with the name of the subdivision.
River Terrace
that empties out onto 68th Street. So there's a cow path, if you will, that's be down where people walk
across
it.
Well, it's also blacktop for a stretch. It's also blacktop from River Terrace Drive all the way to a certain point.
Between
two
houses,
the property, yeah. Right, length of the property. And then from that point on, it's kind of like.
It's a beaten path, yeah.
So follow up on what Jesse said. So as I've heard this and met with Glenn and met with him in the county once, I think as they pin down exactly what they want to do and how they want to do it, that's when we'll have to step in and take a look at, okay, what's the legal and administrative mechanisms to try to do what they're trying to do.
Alderman Mary still before.
Good.
Alderman Nelson, then Alderman Dandridge.
I know the big push was for connectivity, and I know that the county's position was looking to get also the state grants that are out there. They're well aware of them. They're working on it, but they also want to do a partnership. And my position is, who's going to be using the trail? Franklin citizens. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, they're not going to come from Oak Creek to go on our trail. So that's how my position, I understand and appreciate the mayor's position to get them fired up, but that's going to be our residents using a great trail. And right now that's, you know, that makes sense to me. So that's what I have on that.
So my answer to that is then we'll pay our proportionate share based on our equalized value and our payments to the county, and the county can pay for the rest.
Appreciate that.
Alderman Dandria, and then Mr. Liberta.
I'm just concerned that there's no redundancy here. Isn't there part of the Oak Leaf Trail that already comes from the sports complex, goes past the park?
But it doesn't link up with where they're talking. That's what they're talking, linking this through.
That's an extra connector.
That'll connect to that?
So okay. It basically connects the neighborhood to the trail.
To the trail.
Okay.
Also people from...
Correct.
And don't get me wrong. I think this is, if it was our property, done. It's on county land. Alderman Taylor, Mr. Liberta first.
I'll just note sort of as a reminder, Alderman Barber mentioned having a motion on this tomorrow. Tonight's budget here, Committee of the Whole, for the budget is intended by our ordinance to have as many of those motions that you want included in the budget before the public be an address tonight or at a second meeting if you schedule a second meeting for that. So if you're looking, for example, for 65,000 of the 350 listed for trails to be moved over, the budget ordinance is really set up to make that motion tonight.
Now, you can make it tomorrow, too, because it's recommendations from the Committee of the Whole.
Or, Mark, you can just write one right now while we continue this discussion.
Can't you make them tomorrow?
The committee of the whole, tomorrow you're acting as the council. The budget ordinance says the committee of the whole refers this to it. So I believe you could do it.
That's why are we talking about ramming something through
but
the night?
I just want to be cautious that we don't get into a practice of having this whole committee of the whole meeting and pushing everything to the regular agenda meeting because
but
the ordinance
the thing. But Mark,
is structured for that.
Alderman Thune.
I mean, seriously, I didn't have to do what I did tonight. I've never done that before. I've waited to the night we adopt the budget to bring my amendments and get everything through. The mayor we used to bring in when you had those tax increases, I brought back to zero, back-to-back budgets. That's after it went to the public, that after it was on our website, newsletter, your presentation. So what we've done tonight is more than we typically have. Mm-hmm. He's talking about doing something tomorrow, not in a month. So I don't get it. I don't get what you're going at. And I want to comment on the trail.
Well, you got the floor. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. I agree with everything the mayor is saying. Totally agree. I also agree with what Alderman Nelson just said. I mean, these are our residents. But yeah, and they're double paying in that. But here's the reality. We know the state of the county, okay? When you talk about our the incompetence of the supervisors that now represent us, the likelihood of them getting anything done to help us is next to nothing. So forget the fact that, number one, the county has got no money, which the 6 years I was there, they had no money. I still fixed all of our roads and things like that.
Find the money.
Yeah, if you have the political ability to do it. Those there now, as we've seen in action, do not. So if we're to do this, we have to do it ourselves because it's just not going to get there. And even if this referendum question – even if there is a referendum question and it's binding and the county voters say, yes, let's do this, how the money gets allocated, we're going to get at the bottom of the list.
I'm working on that. But
yeah.
Alderman Barber?
My point was not to make a motion tonight, but to get the discussion point. My stance still remains is the value to the city that this has and the residents of the city and the connectivity. So I'm prepared to go ahead and make that motion and take the money from the trails account and put that as a restoration back for the 65. I'd like to.
I need to.
Okay, Mike, in the future, you got to get closer to your microphone or speak up.
I'm right here. I don't know how much.
You got to speak up, though. You're naturally soft-spoken.
He really is.
Mr. Ratzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, it's unclear to myself when we're putting this budget together if Alderman Barber is intended that this be an additional appropriation over and above what's in the mayor's recommended budget, or if this is a movement of a portion of the $350,000
yes,
trail
budget.
Yes,
that's my intention.
The second, the former as opposed to the latter as opposed to the former.
Because that is called trails.
Then we don't really need a motion because we got the money there. We just...
I would then suggest to the entire Common Council that the appropriation is there inside the $350,000. It's a question of whether or not you use some of it for the Cascade Trail when the individual projects come forward, or whether you do or you don't, and whether you stay within your $350,000 total appropriation, because the fund balance as it's projected here would finish with a. Has a $175,000 contingency in it, and then completes the year with $176,000. So there's approximately $350,000 that might be available, depending on how other projects complete.
Anyone else on this? So we're just going to leave it alone?
Yeah, we beat it pretty good.
Well, I can do another 10 minutes.
Oh, God. I could, too. I mean, I like to talk about incompetence.
Yeah. I talk philosophy, you talk practical. Okay, anything else on the Capital Improvement Fund? Mr. Roberta, and then
just
Alderman.
Just one brief clarification for you. Page 346, we've listed all the projects except for the water projects and sewer projects, which is an annual appropriation, as approved projects, meaning the staff can work on them and begin to prepare things for you. We haven't included any as project pending approval, where we have to come back to you and get specific direction before we perform any work on them. I will note that pages 347 and 348 were sort of an earlier version where all of them were at that point listed as pending approval. So in the final document that we would clean up for the public hearing, unless otherwise directed, 347 and 348 will be made to be made consistent with 346. 344 and 345 as well. So we'll clean that up, just the designation between the two. But we haven't designated any other than the water projects and sewer projects as projects pending approval.
Oliver Nelson.
Back to 344, page 344, under road projects. And I understand the system or the mechanism that's in place to identify what roads need to be replaced. And I don't know if that takes into consideration, like, for example, and I'm glad this is listed here, Mayor's Drive, because I've been talking about that for the last couple of years, because that seems to be one of the lowest-lying roads, and it gets flooded over, and it's disintegrating, and there's grass growing through all over the place, and it's real bad. But the thing is okay, if that's not going to be done tentatively till 2021, I mean, are we going to still identify, yeah, we simply do some patchwork through there, those things, because I've got a number of them that I've talked to you about, and like that one that hasn't been touched since 1975, you know, hasn't been redone or whatever, but it's on a schedule. That's where I think when we're lacking or we're shorting ourselves on a road improvement fund, because I don't know anyone else here, but I get a majority of calls are complaints about road conditions. And I think we all get complaints on those, and we're just trying to address them. And I just know that of mine, and I, you know, travel around the city quite often, and just looking at this roadway is pretty much disintegrating. Just wondering if, you know,
we've never put, I mean, the reality is we don't put the amount of money in that we should. We've been talking about that. I mean, when I got elected in 2008, Jack had a number and said, this is how much we need to put in every year. Whatever that number was, look it up. It's a lot higher now because we never put that amount in. And we've added more miles, which those aren't due for, obviously, years. But, like, we put in, what, 5 miles a county, you know? So we just haven't put the necessary amount of money in. And so, yeah, Matt, we hear that all.
For maintenance.
For maintenance, too, exactly. So
I put more money in this year.
No, you did. You did. So that's the reality. It just takes time, and eventually we'll get to it, and that's why we just follow the program and take the politics out of it. And so you can now tell your constituents that, hey, guess what, 2021, because since I've been here, we've never played politics with, well, Pute's real. Remember? We're on the losing end of that one. The one that we're redoing now.
Oh, yeah. I wanted it different. You guys, yeah.
Right. But that was also the neighbors. The neighbors showed up. So, yeah.
That, we got that coming up again,
exactly.
Don't we, Alexandria?
Yeah.
It's going
to be a tough one.
Yeah.
So
that's just your question?
Just to run back. I'm sorry, John, you still have four.
Well, just talking about this one project, I understand there's not enough money. I understand that we're trying to keep the politics out of it, which I could care less about. I just want to get the road fixed. And just looking at where, you know, as far as the money going back in, are we going to be able to find a little more money this year on top of that? I mean, I'm just speaking out loud. I mean, if we're locked into what we're locked into, then fine. But, I mean, as far as when the year goes along, if you find areas that, oh, my goodness, this is worse than we thought, I mean, is there another contingency that you work off of, or is it just?
Well, we kind of ran into that this year with Ross and Holmes. You know, we opened it up, and boom, we had to spend a lot of money on that this year, or we just totally lost it. I understand that from staff that Ross.
There's contingency. Paul.
As
let the finance guy answer the finance question.
So I think to address Alderman Nelson's question, I pointed out earlier that the street improvement fund will end with the year 2020 with a $100,000 fund balance. That's all the money that's left in that fund after this year. We tapped $150,000 of that fund balance in 2019 to address the Ross and Holmes project because that came up as an emergency, and we had fund balance to deal with it. We no longer have any fund balance to deal with a road program. And as I just pointed out, there's very few dollars left in the capital improvement fund program. So we really do need to identify the projects we're going to spend money on, whatever it is that you will collectively agree that you want to spend it on. But there's no real unspent dollars to be able to tap into for a project that comes along at the last minute?
Page 332. If you look, it says ending fund balance 2020 mayor's recommended budget is $93,888.
Well, and
Alderman Taylor.
And I just want to add this.
Even Alderman Nelson still has
the floor. Oh, sorry. I'll wait till he's done.
Done.
So here's the thing. I understand, Alderman Nelson, that you said, well, I just want to get the road done, and I don't care about politics. Well, here's politics. You want to get that road done. You try to get that money from any of ours. Well, I'll say no. Because here's the one thing you could do, is if you have enough going on in your district to find 400-some thousand, then move it around and just do that. That's what I'm saying with politics. You're never going to get. We've never.
Okay,
done
I was speaking semantically, Alderman Taylor. So I appreciate the public scolding.
Excellent. Yes. Well, okay, I'll continue it.
But, okay, guys.
No. We're just messing around. Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. We're messing around.
Yeah. It was totally messing around.
All right. We'll discuss it later.
No, we're good.
Better hooks.
Alderman.
Yeah, I'll get poked in the chest again.
On 348. There's a line item for the Rossum Home Street construction, and it has zero all the way across it. So that's because it's over in the
got moved to different
pre-improvement fund. So do we want to just get rid of that line item?
That's correct. It's all in the street improvement fund.
So just take that off, so somebody doesn't come by and see it here and go, "Oh, there's no funding for that," and not look in the other.
I will take that off.
Thank you.
Mr. Laverta.
So we've sort of reached the end of all those capital things, but I do want to make one point out. I know finance committee members may be aware of this, but aldermen who didn't participate in that specific meeting may not. So one of the things that made this budget work the way it was, and we could add the officers and whatnot that we've done, is that extra landfill money. But much of that has started to come in this year. And Paul has work to designate where it's going and talk with the finance committee about where those excess revenues above this year's budget amount were going into these fund balances. And so these capital funds, and Paul can answer specifics if you want, for 2019 are going to receive a significant amount of additional revenue not budgeted for. In the expenditures that we've talked about here and the fund balances we've talked about here, all of that excess revenue being deposited this year is being absorbed in the expenditures we've identified. So there's a significant increase in projects, but at the same time, we do that without additional borrowing in the capital improvement fund for this year. Correct, Paul?
Yes.
Now, this was a year, I believe, where we had anticipated needing to have the, when we started the budget development process, we anticipated needing to borrow for capital improvements. We haven't this time. If you still borrowed, that money would be available. If you had some emergency need, you might have to find yourself later adding to borrowing or going to initiate borrowing. But the money that we looked at that is new to 2020, a lot of that we also had in 2019, and this budget invests heavily in those in the various capital areas. And so they flow in 2019, but they're budgeted as expenditures in 2020, and we were aggressive in that area, and many of those fund balances are brought very low, but there's no borrowing. I just wanted to make sure to point that out in case you didn't see that at a finance committee or aware of that from looking at the packets, that the extra landfill money for this year is being spent in these capital funds to meet capital improvement demands without additional borrowing.
On 341, you'll see that Mayor's Drive is scheduled for reconstruction 2021.
Right.
So, okay. All right. Anything else on that? We did capital improvement, debt service fund, not much to talk about there.
No.
We got
TIFs, no.
TIFs, no. We got the library, which was back
Mr. Mayor,
in pages.
On the TIF funds, I would remind the Common Council or point to the direction on that TID 4, because there is some conflict in the budget book that because of last-minute changes that were done on page 427, which is the description of TID 4, And I'll wait a minute for those aldermen who want to follow along on the book. In TID 4, the commentary indicates that TID 4 is likely to close in 2020. And at the last minute, I received changes to the budget. And the mayor's budget recommends borrowing $6.2 million in TID 4 and to expend a new $11 million on project costs associated with the development of Area D. That budget that expenditure period ends in June of next year, but the 2020 budget does include that borrowing and that appropriation, which is in conflict to the wording. We'll clean that up in the final budget book. But there's a conflict in the book, and I don't want people to – I wanted to point that out.
Questions on the library. We added $20,000 to help them with their levy support that we've been nailing them on, and their budget will come balanced. Right, Jennifer? Okay. Yeah, okay, good. And I appreciate you guys, me playing hardball last year. You all know Jennifer Leffel?
Need to push Jennifer, you have there. To push your the just base there. There you go.
Okay. There is a $50,000 we wanted to spend out of our fund balance. We have a, let's do the math, 17, almost 18-year-old building with a lot of issues that have come up lately, HVAC issues in particular.
Boiler?
Yeah. Two boilers that need to be replaced pretty soon. Air conditioning system that's causing us a lot of grief this year, and roofs that are nearing the end of their life. So, does anybody have any questions?
Paul, help me find the. We don't have the budget in here.
The library budget.
Since the library budget is not controlled by the Common Council, it's just the appropriation of the tax levy and any additional resources provided. And the library board is still working on their budget. We did not include it in the book. Once the library board adopts their budget, it will be included in this book.
So the library is looking for additional approval to spend their fund balance to fix air conditioning. So can we handle that after the budget gets approved? Because that's their fund balance.
It's their fund balance, and it's still within the resolution that the Common Council adopted back in, I think it was 2005 or 2001, that was the agreement between the Common Council and the Library Board.
Won't be happier spending it, but, you know, it's an asset, so it's okay.
Well, there's, what, $407,000?
There's $489,000 in there right now,
and
we're
looking
to
spend. We're only required to keep $100,000.
$100,000, that's
and
correct.
We need to do the repairs for $50,000, so that's mm-hmm. not too bad.
Mm-hmm. This is not operations.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right.
Yeah. Anything else? No. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.